If you got to move, you got to use your hamstrings. So it comes into play from time to time.
How has the recovery gone as expected? Or you had a
skip? I think we're doing well. We didn't really put a timetable on this. It was just kind of day to day. So we are where we are.
What do you expect as far as possibly playing
something? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. We still got a couple days left. I don't think we're exactly where we want to be, but no one really is 100% healthy right now.
So if the game was today, could you have played?
Maybe.
Spoken like a true fox.
Against the Cardinals, you guys were rolling, had loosened them up a little bit. To get hurt mentally, extremely frustrating for you to not.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating right there, but it happens. Hopefully, if I can go or if Jimmy has to go, we can get back in a rhythm this week.
To watch the offense not score any points.
Yeah, it's hard. It's an extremely tough place to play. I mean, you look at the last couple of years there, no one really does well in that situation. New offense, a new group of guys, it's extremely loud. Jimmy was in a tough spot.
That the Bears were so conservative offensively, nothing against Jimmy, does that make you feel like you want to get back that much quicker because there is such a difference in their game plan with and without you?
Whether we were conservative or not, I mean, that's opinion. Going into the game, we want to control the clock, keep our defense off a little bit, give them a break, and try to move the ball methodically down the field. We felt like in some personnel and some sets we could run the ball, and that's what we tried to do. Didn't get as many explosives as we want, hurt ourselves with some penalties. So, things for us to learn from.
For the first couple of weeks, a lot of plays left on the field for you guys. How much does that make you want to come back and get the offense
back? You guys are putting words in my mouth right now about me coming back. If it happens, if I can get back, I can get back. Like I said, we got a couple of days left. Jimmy's 100% prepared and ready to go right now, so we'll see how it goes.
Got that art machine going again?
The art machine, yeah.
You like that?
I like it when it's over. When I'm using it, it's not as much fun.
Jay, are you baffled when you hear national reports giving a timeline on your return when it sounds like you have no idea and Coach Bach has no idea?
When it happened, I heard it was 2 weeks. And then I heard it wasn't. Am I playing this week or no? What's the report now? I think Alshon's playing. I'm not. I'm out, right?
Yeah.
So I'm out.
What do you see in Oakland secondary? They had a new safety last week and moving things around.
It's a new group, much like ourselves. They're still figuring it out. Kind of base stuff, and they're adding things week by week. They went to a 3-4 last week, but then they had a 4-3 the first couple. So we're going to see some stuff that is unscouted that they added this week. So we just got to prepare for that.
Jay, how frustrated were you when you got hurt, considering some of the injuries you've had the past couple of seasons?
It's always frustrating when you have to be taken off the field and you can't play the next week or weeks adding up. So just trying to get back as fast as I can.
The interceptions accepted. How much progress do you think you were making, Jay, in the first couple games?
We were moving along. We were figuring it out on offense. We were starting to click a little bit. Like I said earlier, hopefully we can get back on track this week.
When you did it, did you do it when you were trying to make the tackle?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do it? You did. So you knew right away. That's why you walked right off.
Mm-hmm.
As you were launching in the air, going airborne?
Goodness.
This is the second time you've been hurt trying to make a tackle after an interception. Do you have to weigh that? Or
I think I'm just going to lay down next time.
I don't believe you.
We'll have to wait and see then.
Jay, if you come back, if you play on Sunday, how do you manage the possibility that hamstrings are often aggravated in play, especially when you make run when you might not really be thinking? You react more than how much you have to weigh that and manage it?
It's definitely if you do come back on a hamstring earlier than you want to, it's definitely gonna be in your back of your mind because there's that slight pull, and it's a instinctual game out there. So you're doing things on the run without thinking, and to have to worry about a hamstring and moving around is something that could weigh on you.
I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you since the zone read stuff against Arizona. What did you think of that, and what did you see it do to that defense?
It worked well. You just got to know when to get down and when you've got enough yardage and end it right there. So we were rolling a little bit. Maybe hopefully we can add on to that as we go throughout the year.
How comfortable do you feel making that read?
It's good. I mean, the way we do it, I mean, it's got to be pretty clear cut for us to pull it. I mean, we want to give it to the back. We don't want to get in the business of running the ball a lot.
Anything else, guys? Do you think the offense is behind Jimmy, or do you think he's in over his head?
No, he's not in over his head. I mean, the guys are 100% behind him. You know, if I would have played out there on Seattle, I mean, against that defense, you're just not going to have a lot of success there. I mean, they're a very good team, a very good defense. It's been there for a while, playing those coverages and doing it very well. So if Jimmy goes this week, the guy's 100% behind him, and he's going to be successful.
Jay, what stands out the most about Khalil?
Last one, guys.
His speed. I mean, speed to power. I mean, the guy's extremely gifted. I mean, you got to know where he is at all times. You've got to be ready to step up as a quarterback because, you know, I don't think he had a lot of sacks last year, but he was all around the quarterback. So it's going to be no different this week.
Does Alden Smith look like the same guy you've seen a few times?
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's part of the reason they went to the 3-4 is to get him on the edge more and get him more in quarterback's faces. So they've got a pretty good duo on the edge there. I mean, you got to be ready for him.
All right.